Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to, I believe it's a session of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, I want you to pay attention. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. And don't be one of those people that spews the party line or the last story you heard or the last tweet. I mean, that's just a waste of time. I mean, it really is. Truly a waste of time. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, listen. If you want to be notified by text message, get a, what do you guys call it, text alert. All right, the way to do that is text TRS, let's see if I get this right, 77222. TRS to 77222. That's what you want to do. Seriously, some of you hate emails. You told me you hate emails. I get it. I hate emails. Seriously, I do. So if you just get involved and get engaged at that level, then you'll get a notice the show's starting. You can blow it off. You can press. Matter of fact, when you get an a text message, you just press the button there right on your text message, and you can pull the show right up. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots going on. AOC's at it again. You notice that I never use her name? She scares me. No. Listen. You ever see that movie Beetlejuice? If you say his name enough times, he shows up. So I don't say her name. I don't want to. I'm afraid to. Anyway, she declares that the Democrats are a center-conservative party. She said we don't have a left party anymore. And she refuses. Even though she won and she got in, she refuses to pay her party dues. And listen, that's fine. I'm okay with that. She owes the party $250,000. That's right, $250,000. Some of you who are purists and think that everything's nice and cool and what, every one of these Congress people are expected to raise money for the party, not just for themselves. They're raising money for both the party and themselves. So they have, you know, they've given her this charter to go out there and get some bucks, and she refuses to give it to them. Now, she stated on Monday that the Democrat Party is a center or center-conservative party, and how, see, if you listen to her talk, if you listen to her comments and listen to what she's doing, she has no clue as to what the Constitution says. She has no clue as to what the law is. And she thinks, without exception, that she and others, remember, this was the woman that was going to be inaugurated. This was the woman that was going to sign laws, right? Had no clue. And she's the same way now. She's been there over a year. She still has no clue. She doesn't understand that they can, you know, they can't write any law they want to write. They can't do whatever they want to do. The same thing they're accusing the president of, they're running rampant with. Speaking at an event commemorating Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Ocasio-Cortez knocked her own party for not being progressive enough. We don't have a left party in the United States. No, we don't have, you don't have a nut job out of control left progressive socialist party. You're right. She said the Democrat Party is not a left party. And the whole audience applauded for her. She's, you know, again, think about how many young people love her. The person or persons running against her. Somebody's got to be able to take her out. She continued that we can't even get a floor vote on Medicare for All. Not even a floor vote that gets voted down because you don't have it written properly. Because you don't have it covered. Hasn't gone through the committees yet to be vetted for dollars. How do you pay for this? She thinks you write something on a piece of paper, you bring it to the floor, and everybody votes on it. It's not how it works. It's got to be viable. It's got to be checked to make sure it's within the confines of the Constitution. She doesn't care. They don't care about any of that. And please, I'm not trying to insult you young people, but truly, this is what happens when you get a bartender or somebody just out of college, and you vote them in. They don't understand. They've had no life experiences. They've not written a check for anybody else. They don't know what it's like. I took on Katie Hill on this show, and I said the same thing when she was in it. She thought this was a 24/7 college party atmosphere. I grew up in Boston, right near College Row, and you could go on pretty much any night of the week. But I'll tell you what, come Friday afternoon to Sunday night, there wasn't an hour that went by where there wasn't a massive party going on somewhere on that row. And those of you from New England, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She is dangerous, and people like her are dangerous for your freedoms and for your liberties. The Democratic Squad member also compared Monday's gun rights protests in Richmond to the protests that followed the deaths of Freddie Gray and Eric Garner and questioned what she thought was the lack of police presence at the Commonwealth's Capitol. She didn't need it. We don't need it. We don't start fights. We don't light police cars on fire. We don't smash windows to the local coffee shops. There's this gun rights protest that's going on in Richmond, she said, on MLK Day. Well, Martin Luther King was pro-gun. But here's the image that has stuck with me most about that is when we go out and we march for the dignity and recognition of the lives of people like Freddie Gray and Eric Garner. The whole place is surrounded by police and riot gear without a gun in sight. And here's all of these people flying Confederate flags with semi-automatic weapons. Where were the Confederate flags? I didn't see all the Confederate flags. You know what I saw? I saw a whole bunch of American flags. Now, maybe she's confused. I don't know. Maybe she really doesn't know what an American flag is. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know her. She then asked, so who are, what are our institutions protecting and from who? She's like, you know what she needs? She needs to sign up for Liberty Health Share so she can get some help. Hey, listen, I'm going to have Matt Bellis join us in a minute. We're going to talk about Liberty Health Share. You know, some of you are outside now. You can't sign up for health care. But I'm telling you what, you really want to choose what's right for your body? You want to take care of yourself? Take a look at Liberty Health Share. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. You know, really, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. One of the things I want to do is inform you on this show. All right, before I bring my next guest on, I've got to lay the foundation here. I think this is hilarious. Coming into the new year, many of you have said, I'm going to blow off all that weight I gained at Christmas. And I, you know, once you get off the floor laughing, like some of the people around you go, yeah, okay, like you did last year. I gained almost 12 pounds this holiday season, which is unheard of. It's disgusting. It's terrible. But my son was telling me that he works out on a regular basis. He just doesn't do it right after Christmas. And he went to the gym, and it took him longer to find a parking space than it did to get there. And when I asked him, I said, well, you know, what's that all about? He just looked at me and basically said, come on, Dad. It's all those people who made New Year's resolutions. They're going to get better. They're going to get healthier. They're going to this. They're going to that. And they don't stay. So a couple of weeks, I'll be able to find a parking space with no trouble. It's just amazing to me that we see this year after year after year. Going to the gym in and of itself doesn't help. You need some support. Dale Bellis joins me. He's with Liberty Health Share, and I always appreciate his time with me. And Dale, you've got coaches there. It's not just you just don't send out the card, right? Here you go. You're on your own. Go try to blow off the weight, have a nice life. I mean, we get some support from Liberty Health Share, don't we?
Well, whenever you join Liberty Health Share, you join Liberty Health Share at different areas. And if you have a lifestyle condition that is conducive to some sort of change, we sign you up for our program called Health Track. Health Track is an extra $80 per month charge, but with that, you get a health coach, a coach that helps you get to a better health. And basically what that looks like is just regular updates on how you're doing with your health and your plan. They keep you accountable to any kind of goals that you have set for yourself. And whenever you reach those goals, you graduate from Health Track. And you retain your Liberty Health Share membership. With Liberty Health Share members who are dealing with obesity or smoking or hypertension, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, it's a perfect way to really get over that last leg of what you really want to get to when it comes to health. We all could use a little bit of coaching, a little bit of accountability, a little bit of help to get us to where we want to be. I'm sure that if your son finally found a parking spot, went in, and one of the newbies came up and said, hey, you've been here for a while. Can you help me get to my goals? They'd probably stick around further than January 15th. So it always helps to have somebody around with us.
No, it was like a little giggle of an observation when he said, you know, this happens every year. About 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have plenty of room for parking. And I thought, wow, what a sad comment that is. But, you know, it is what it is, and I get it. It's human nature. But it's always good. You know, when I was losing weight, I think I've told you this before, when I was losing weight, it was good. It felt good to have people say, hey, you're looking good. You look like you're losing weight. You're moving better. And actually, frankly, you do move better. You do feel better when you start to, as little as 5 or 6 or 7 pounds makes a world of difference. I'm sure you've heard that, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen with our members, those who join Health Track for obesity issues, have lost tens of thousands of pounds. I think we're on the level of around 40,000 pounds have been lost throughout the whole program. And it's just fantastic to see that because you have somebody in your corner. And that's what Liberty Health Share is all about, having that responsibility, that idea that this is my health, my body, I'm going to take care of it, and I'm going to employ the resources that I need to get to where I need to be. Now, this isn't just a weight loss program or stop smoking program or or get healthier program, but it does correlate to how we spend our healthcare dollars and the community of Liberty Health Share, how they interact with one another on taking care of those healthcare bills, that if you aren't a greater health risk, you're going to spend less on healthcare dollars. So yep. That's what we want to see whenever our members join Liberty Health Share. If they're in a place where they could benefit from some lifestyle change, we want to offer that to them and give them that as a resource to get to a better place of health.
Yeah, and you know, you took that and you set it up exactly like what I want to do, which is, you know, when you think about health insurance, again, you're down to a certain way of doing business, a certain way the doctor can deal with you. But in this case, Liberty Health Share truly is, you know, you call it membership driven. It's truly a community. People can respond to each other. They can send, you know, good wishes or prayers or what have you to each other, and I think that's a big deal. It's a big deal for the human psyche when you know you've got people pulling for you and asking about you and caring about you, as opposed to that bureaucracy at the insurance company. And I'll pound on them. You don't have to. The insurance company who goes, you're just another number. You're just spending more of their money. You're just taking away from the stockholders, if you would. And again, explain how membership works. Explain truly what the family is all about.
Well, Liberty HealthShare is a 501c3 nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry, just meaning that we're a group of like-minded men and women who have gathered around a set of shared principles and beliefs that we all agree upon that guide and direct our sharing. Each and every month, our members send in what's called a share amount. That share amount is directed by Liberty HealthShare to go to another member who has a real specific medical need for that month. excuse me. We actually have a system set up online where we do all of our sharing, and it's a fantastic process because it all happens just at the click of a button. Very effective, very efficient, very easy way to do it, but it really does hit home to the fact that this is a community of people who are guided by principles, who are voluntarily sharing with one another. They care about each other. They're in each other's lives. You can go to bed knowing that you're making a difference in somebody's life. You're not just spending money into a bureaucratic black hole that goes to a executive golden parachute. This is another way to affect good change in other people's lives.
Yeah, I know, and I love watching this stuff. I love watching what's going on in the health share world. And listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I really want to lay out to people the difference between health sharing and an insurance company. I don't think people really understand. I'll say it, how much less care they get when they do work through an insurance company. Look, I've known my doctor for years, and he prefers working with people who are paying or self-pay patients, if you would, because then he gets to do it the way he wants to. He gets to actually practice medicine, which is what they want to do. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side. And I always appreciate when Matt is on with us, because you get real information. I mean, you get real information about what it takes to take care of your body. Get out of the mindset that the only way to do this is through a check to the insurance company every month, because you don't get to take care of yourself. We'll be back in a few minutes for more. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continues to do the people's business and preps for meetings at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The president will be working, and so will his team of A-list lawyers, as they prepare documents and devise a strategy for his defense in the Senate impeachment trial. Trump's lawyers calling the two articles of impeachment an affront to the Constitution. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
And in an executive summary of a pre-trial brief, the president's legal team argues the charge of obstruction of Congress was frivolous and dangerous. The summary adds the Senate needs to speedily reject the articles of impeachment and acquit President Trump, along with accusing House Democrats of conducting a rigged process. The brief claims they actually proved the president did nothing wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Well, let's just get to it. You really need to know what it takes to properly and honestly take care of yourself. We're back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. But I want to get back to my guest. Matt Bellis joins me with Liberty Health Share. And they've been a sponsor of the show for years now. And I really do get nothing but positive input about people who, you know, jump on and decide that they're going to give this a try. And they love it. They end up loving it because they truly have the liberty. They have the freedom to choose the way they're going to be taken care of, to choose the way that their body is going to be treated to get healthy or even maintain health. And if you live in California, that may not be possible anymore. What I lovingly refer to as Governor Nuisance, they could do medicine better than anyone else. They want to do single-payer health care where they're gonna produce their own, oh my God, this is scary. They're going to produce their own pharmaceuticals. And they're going to dictate how you get taken care of. Hey, Matt, you feel that little shiver going up your spine on that one or what?
I'm going to leave the political commentary up to you. But really, whatever you're talking about.
A state taking over.
Individual
yeah,
state.
That's got to be scary, yeah. You know? My God.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't run like the DM. Hopefully it won't run like the Department of Motor Vehicles. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, right? Anyway, I'm sorry.
It doesn't
ahead.
Fill you with a ton of confidence, but yes, you're right. It's always better whenever people are actually voluntarily working together.
Yep.
Whenever you've got a state down top approach, you know, it's my way or the highway. You know. Their ideas are the best or else. So, yeah, it's a little scary.
Yeah, and they really believe that they can do it better. And I always tell people, and again, I'm not asking you to get involved politically, but I say, you know, look at the VA. Do you really want to turn that kind of behemoth over to a state bureaucracy to take care of? And this is why it's so important that you understand, or people understand, how Liberty Health Share works, how health sharing works, as opposed to, you know, an insurance dictatorship, an insurance company, if you would. So explain to people truly, you know, the big picture of what Liberty Health Share is and why they have more liberty and freedom to take care of themselves.
Well, you were talking about third-party insurance, and it's really kind of a good place to start because that's what a lot of people know and are familiar with, because there's two things that basically happen with insurance that doesn't happen with healthcare sharing. One is that we don't spread risk. That's a big issue with insurance. That's the whole idea. Take the risk that somebody might be under and try to spread that out as amongst people as much as possible to try and mitigate as much of that risk as possible. The problem with that is that your risk becomes someone else's risk. Where you didn't have a problem before, now somebody does have a problem. And, you know, in some instances and areas that can work. We've seen that happen within car or home or title or those kinds of things. But when it comes to things like health, we have seen the propagation of this expand the cost of health care. We're no longer catastrophic instances. It's now taking over all of the little things where insurance is the only way to pay for health care. And so we don't spread risk. Our risk is our own. Right. We're all each individually responsible self-pay patients. Now, you say, well, that sounds good, but what happens whenever something comes up that's unexpected and unaffordable? Well, that's where the community comes in, and the second piece of what we don't do. We don't pool our funds. We're not putting our money into a big, giant pot, and hopefully someday we'll be able to get some of that money back someday. That's not the way it works at all. With Liberty HealthShare, this is member-to-member, person-to-person cost sharing. We're sending in money to other people who have a need. No different than if your neighbor comes over and says, hey, neighbor, having some tough times on our monthly bills. I need $100. Can you help me out? And you say, man, I don't want to see my neighbor hurting this month. Let me give you $100 and let's see what we can do to improve your situation.
Right.
That's basically what we're doing. We're helping each other in those times of need to really affect each other's lives for positive change. This isn't about a system where you're just taking whatever is entitled to you. This is a system of responsibility, a community of people who are responsibly working with one another to get each other into a better financial health when it comes to medical bills. So the two things that we don't do are spread risk and pool our funds, because we're each responsible for our own risk, and that gives us this freedom and the responsibility and the desire, the choice that we want. But we also don't pool our funds, and so that means that we have a sharing mentality within our membership. It's a completely different way of thinking about it, but it's necessary when it comes to the issue of healthcare, because that changes the script. It puts the individual person back in charge of their healthcare. They make the choices and decisions that they want, and it also brings the entire cost of healthcare down because you have a community supporting you in your time of need. And so we've unleashed the power of the self-pay patient to watch out for those health care costs and to support our members whenever they have a need. So you wanted a big 30,000-foot view. That's about as big and as 30,000 feet as I can get.
Well, again, you and I have talked about this. We haven't in a while. And I said, you know, as children, you watch your parents, and maybe not your household because, you know, your dad's pretty innovative. But, you know, you watch your parents sit there, and they're writing checks, right? Yeah, you write the check to the electric. Well, today you don't do that. But, you know, you write the check to the electric company and the gas company. You know, you pay all the normal bills every month. And in that bill, you know, your insurance bill was the house insurance, the car insurance, and the health insurance. And we've got used to doing that. And you call the insurance company, you go, well, am I covered for this? And where should I go? And what doctor is in a plan? And, you know, it is a chore to have to sit there and work through all that to find out truly how you can take care of your body the way they want you to. And this turns all that on its head now, but it's a different paradigm. It's a different way of thinking, and we kind of have to brainwash our own selves and say, look, yeah, you can have more control, and it's uncomfortable, but you will really get the health care that you need and want this way, won't you?
I don't know why I'm showing up anymore. I pretty much got it licked, my friend. This is great.
Just grab your coffee. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm good to go.
People, we really do. We're creatures of habit. And you think about some of the stuff you've done for years because your parents did it, and it's because you now that's how you do it. And it's just a different way of thinking. Thinking about things. And in today's medical world, you do have to sit down and think about how you want to be taken care of, don't you?
Well, you know, it's the advent of this, of the information age that we live in, where people are starting to say, I want more autonomy in my life. I want more choice and decisions, and I want the ability to go and do what I want. You know, people are starting to hail their taxis with their phones. They're reaching out to their community watch areas within their mobile devices. You know, people are seeing that they have choice and freedom in almost every part of their lives now, except for healthcare. And they're just kind of saying, well, why not? And we're saying, you're right, why not? You should have that freedom of choice and decision within healthcare. Because we do live in an age, and we always have, but frankly now we have the advent of it, but we do live in an age where it's possible for an individual to research the doctors and hospitals that they want to go to work within an area that they want to work within, even work from home, and go take care of their health care in the way that they see fit. And with Liberty HealthShare, you're able to do that because you have the freedom within healthcare, but not so with third-party insurance. Healthcare as a whole does not need to be as complex and as bureaucratic as it has gotten. It can be much simpler, and it can start with you today by joining Liberty HealthShare.
Yep, and it's not hard, people. This is not like a college quiz you have to take to get in. Matt, how do they get information on signing up? And I know they have a decision kit they can get. Explain that.
Absolutely. Just go to libertyhealthshare.org. libertyhealthshare.org. You can download a decision guide, walks you through the process of what it means to be a Liberty HealthShare member. And if you feel like this is a good choice, then feel free. You can sign up right there online. Doesn't take but 10 minutes, and it's a simple process by answering a few questions. So very simple, very easy, and if you're ready to join us, do it right there online.
Yeah, I mean, and people, read. I know it scares you to no end, but just read. And if I don't one line, you know, it's your body, man. Seriously, take your time. Take care of yourself. And, Matt, I always enjoy our conversations because there's a reality behind, you know, some people, this is really touchy for them to talk about or say anything about. Always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here.
All right, before I bring my next guest on, I've got to lay the foundation here. I think this is hilarious. Coming into the new year, don't you love this?
I love when they screw up and hit the wrong button. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. You're going to hear what the young people think about paying their debt off.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, doing something. You need to do something. You need to get involved. Seriously. All right. So, you know, I love to make fun of millennials. It's always fun for me anyway. And the reason I say that is because the mindset, you guys let them, yeah, you heard me, you guys, we've let these people, these young people, go to these colleges and higher places of learning and all that fun stuff. And they've been taught basically under the radar that socialism is the way to go. And they this stuff sounds great, right? These students now, you know, let's just talk about they want loan debt forgiveness, but they won't increase tuition for it. They don't want to pay for it on their taxes. They don't understand how this works. They think, because they've been told by professors and such, that all you have to do is start taxing the crap out of the rich. Doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. Take a listen.
Today we're at the University of Tampa asking students about student loan debt and how it should be paid for. So how much student loan debt do you have?
A lot. Yep.
I think about 5,000 right now. Probably a lot.
None.
About 13,000.
I think 24K.
Not a lot. I don't know.
As of right now, I'm not really sure, but I'm majority on scholarships.
None at the moment, no.
How about you?
Probably like 14,000.
Okay. So there have been a lot of talks in society and in politics about the federal government wiping out student loan debt. Does that sound like a good idea to you? Would you be for that?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I think that everybody that goes to school should be able to go to school debt-free and be able to start off their career with no debt to anybody.
Are you in favor of getting rid of student loan debt?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money to come out of college with, so.
I guess you could, like, raise taxes or something, like, for other people or something. I don't know, but that's, like, other people paying for your stuff, you know.
These are college people. Like, I guess you could, like, raise taxes, like, or something, like. You deserve your debt.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
The federal government wiping out student loan debt. Would you be in favor of such a plan?
Yes. Because we need to get an education, and every job that we need requires a degree, and people can't always afford it, and it puts us in debt.
Sorry, wrong answer. Not every job you get requires a degree. That's strike one, two, and three. They have taught these kids that there's no such thing as a carpenter, plumber, electrician, or what have you. This is my biggest pet peeve. We've taught these kids that they have to go to college, they have to get $150,000 in debt, or else. Well, no. Do you know that the person that maintains the doctor's office, the surgeon's office, the hospitals, the electricians, the plumbers, and the carpenters, they don't have college degrees, but that doctor couldn't do his job. That lawyer couldn't do their job without having regular people that need to do the work.
Forever.
Right. So since you don't have student loan debt, something we're asking students is, would you be willing, as someone who has no debt, to pay a little bit more so that some of your peers who do have debt could get that erased off? Would you be willing to maybe pay more tuition, pay more taxes so that someone could get their debt lowered?
Probably. Maybe.
Maybe. what's the part of you that...
Now, if you look at her face, it's a definite no. It's not a maybe by any stretch of the imagination.
Maybe is a little hesitant about that.
Because, like, I have to make my own money. So, like, if I make my money, like, I kind of want to keep my money that, like, I make.
Wow.
And not have to, like, give it to...
Oh, my God, we have a capitalist on a college campus. And she doesn't even know it.
My friends, right. You know?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm paying my price just like everybody else's, and, you know, as long as it's equal, then, you know, it is what it is.
Would you be in favor of paying a little bit more tuition so your nice friend here wouldn't have so much student loan debt?
I'm kind of selfish. I'm going to say no. I don't want to be broke.
That's not selfish. People should work for what's there. They should work for what they want. What is wrong with that?
Just because it's not my money, no, because I know it's my parents that are like, it's my house that's on the line. If it wasn't my house on the line, maybe.
So somebody else's house on the line, it's okay?
No, but...
it's perfect. That's perfect. She hadn't really thought it through till the question was asked. Right? And then when she realized what she was saying, she felt a little stupid. And I think that's the problem. The professors are pounding on these kids. They're telling them. What's really funny is the same people screaming about socialism. It should be socialism. We should take care of everybody. They're not willing to take it. The professors aren't willing to work for free or next to nothing. They get raises every year. Where's the screaming about that? There isn't any.
I don't have debt. Would you be okay with maybe paying a little bit more in tuition so that your friends who do have debt could have that debt lowered? Would you be cool with that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, although I will point out I don't pay my tuition. My father does. Shout out to my dad. But I think that I would be in favor for that. I think everybody should have an equal opportunity to start off in the right foot.
So do you think it's fair that the students who have no debt, do you think it would be fair for them to maybe pay a little bit more tuition, pay a little bit more somewhere, so that students who do have debt, such as yourself, get that taken away?
I feel like, no, that's kind of mean. It wouldn't be fair because everyone... I feel like if they don't have debt, then, like, mostly, like, their parents are probably paying for all their college.
Well, I don't think it should inconvenience anybody.
But if we did get rid of student loan debt, wouldn't someone have to pay?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Like, you probably have to raise taxes. I mean, if it's, like, taxes, I probably would be like, eh. But, like, if I saw it, I'd probably be like, oh, it's kind of annoying. Like,
God, if I hear like one more time, I'm going to have to throw up.
If it was just, like, casually, you know?
Why do you think it's maybe...
These kids have been taught. They've been indoctrinated. They have been beat up about equality. But equality doesn't mean that everybody gets the same amount of money, the same everything. It simply means that they have an equal opportunity to go to that school. They can apply for grants. They can work two and three jobs. My wife had to work three jobs to get through college. She knew her parents didn't have any money to make it happen. There are kids doing that today, young people doing that today. There are young people that are graduating from college without grants and no debt because they worked it off during the year. So, and I'm not even opposed to grant money for some of these students that are busting hump to pay their bills. But I'm not for a free ride. I know people, you know people, when there's nothing in it, when there's no skin in the game, they won't complete their courses. They'll become professional students. I know people that are professional students. And they'll live off the government.
Fair or okay for the taxpayer to pay more, but then a student who's your peer who doesn't have debt, why would it not be okay for them to pay more?
Okay. I feel like... Honestly, I just feel like college is just really expensive. Everyone's going to pay taxes, like, sooner or later. So, like, you know, it's just fair for people to... I guess, help students out that are going to be our future, like, work.
I'd be a multi-billionaire if these kids had to pay me 10 cents for every time they use the word like, right? Don't you think?
First, you know, I don't know if it would necessarily be fair because it shouldn't be the other students' problems, basically. That's what I would say.
Why do you think it's maybe more fair for someone in the real world, like a taxpayer, to pay more, but not maybe someone on a campus?
Because they have their own other issues that they're still paying for, even if it's not student debt.
Sure.
So they have to take care of themselves as well.
But don't you think maybe someone who's working and has a family, don't you think taxpayers have things to take care of too?
Yes. So I guess I'm not really exactly sure what I would say.
This has always been a pet peeve of mine. Why can't you college students say, I just don't know? I don't have enough information to make a decision. You were spewing the liberal line on a regular basis. You're spewing the liberal line because this is what they've told you is the right thing. And you perceive your professors as gods in some situations. You know, I've told you this before when the studies have been done where the most trusted person in the community is a high school teacher. Most, not all, most high school teachers are liberals. That should make you conservative shudder. Where are you? What are you doing? And don't tell me you're out making money. All right? I mean, you can't abandon these kids. It isn't right. It's not the right thing to do. Don't get me going.
But I agree that they do have things that they need to take care of, too.
I'd be in favor of, like, more things that would limit the amount that they can take out in loans and then lowering the interest rates and actually making school cheaper.
Yeah. So why would you not be in favor of just wiping out completely?
Because, like, the people took out those loans, so they have to pay it back. And it's like, if they don't, like, are we just going to go into more debt for the government to pay it back?
Yeah. So I think it's unfair to just hike everyone else's tuitions up. I think the bigger issue is making it harder to get the student loans. I think the issue with anybody can get as much as they want is what's causing this. So I think we fix that issue then. I think that'll help the issue better out.
I would not be in favor of something like that. I mean, I know it would be good for us as the students, especially in the future. I mean, it's not something that we would have to worry about, but I don't think it's good for the good for us as a nation, the federal debt that we already have throughout the world. So I don't think that would be something that's good to add to millions of kids that are already in college. For whatever reason, you know, if their parents work hard, if they work hard to pay off.
How about we just pay our own bills? You know, you got a special situation. I don't know. I don't have an answer for this, right? But here's what I do know. If they get it for free, it won't have any value. You all know that. You see what happens when people get things for free on a regular basis. Not good. Joe Bussini, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You might need it. Our Millennial Hour is coming up. Don't go far. We're going to see things, talk about things from a millennial point of view. We'll be right back.